issue of the compensation of farmers who are governed by the BIPA arrangements, this is a bilateral protection and investment promotion agreement. This compensation is enshrined in the Constitution. And we're just honoring what is already in the Constitution, in that being compensated for both improvements on the land and the land itself, because they brought in their investments into the country. So this is compensation for the whole investment. But also, this is a very important issue for our arrears clearance and debt resolution process for Zimbabwe, because some of the countries for which we want support, their farmers, their investors into Zimbabwe are affected by the land reform program in the early 2000s. But we're only targeting those countries where the BIPAs were ratified properly. Those are legally enforceable or enforceable agreements within our bilateral agreements with the various countries. So far, we've allocated 20 million from the 2020-24 budget, which has been earmarked for payments, for compensation. And I'm pleased to say that with the compensation process has begun. We identified 94 farmers overall from countries such as Switzerland, Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, and the former Yugoslavia. So that gave us 94 farmers or investors, and these will be compensated accordingly. So 20 million is paid out of the 2024 budget. This year in 2025, we've budgeted another $20 million. Our aim is that by the end of 2028, we'll have cleared the entire liability for the paper farmers of $146 million. US dollars. We believe that this is very important for building trust, for honoring our commitments, and for us to be consistent with our constitution as we seek to address Zimbabwe's debt arrears challenge.